bed, with my clothes draped over his arm. I was fully awake then. I sat up. They had covered me with a blanket.
"How's the traveler?"
Don Juan asked, smiling.
"Are you in one piece now?"
That was all I could remember. I narrated this episode to Don Juan, and as I talked, I recalled another fragment. I remembered that Don Juan had taunted and teased me about finding me naked in the lady's bed. I had gotten terribly irritated at his remarks. I had put on my clothes and stomped out of the house in a fury. Don Juan had caught up with me on the front lawn. In a very serious tone, he had remarked that I was my ugly, stupid self again, that I had put myself together by being embarrassed, which had proved to him that there was still no end to my self-importance. But he had added, in a conciliatory tone, that that was not important at the moment. What was significant was the fact that I had moved my assemblage point very deeply into the left side, and consequently I had traveled an enormous distance. He had spoken of wonders and mysteries, but I had not been able to listen to him, for I had been caught in the crossfire between fear and self-importance. I was actually fuming. I was certain that Don Juan had hypnotized me in the park, and had then taken me to that lady's house, and that the two of them had done terrible things to me. My fury was interrupted. Something out there in that street was so horrifying, so shocking to me, that my anger stopped instantaneously, but before my thoughts became fully rearranged, Don Juan hit me on my back, and nothing of what had just taken place remained. I found myself back in my blissful, everyday life stupidity, happily listening to Don Juan, worrying about whether or not he liked me. As I was telling Don Juan about the new fragment that I had just remembered, I realized that one of his methods for handling my emotional turmoil was to make me shift into normal awareness.
"The only thing that soothes those who journey into the unknown is oblivion," he said. "What a relief to be in the ordinary world." "That day you accomplished a marvelous feat. The sober thing for me to do was not to let you focus on it at all. Just as you began to really panic, I made you shift into normal awareness. I moved your assemblage point beyond the position where there are no more doubts. There are two such positions for warriors. In one, you have no more doubts because you know everything. In the other, which is normal awareness, you have no doubts because you don't know anything. It was too soon, then, for you to know what had really happened. But I think the right time to know is now. Looking at that street, you were about to find out where your dreaming position had been. You traveled an enormous distance that day."
Don Juan scrutinized me with a mixture of glee and sadness. I was trying my best to keep under control the strange agitation I was feeling. I sensed that something terribly important to me was lost inside my memory, or, as Don Juan would have put it, inside some unused emanations that at one time had been aligned. My struggle to keep calm proved to be the wrong thing to do. All at once, my knees wobbled, and nervous spasms ran through my midsection. I mumbled, unable to voice a question. I had to swallow hard and breathe deeply before I regained my calmness.
"When we first sat down here to talk, I said that no rational assumptions should interfere with the actions of a seer," he continued in a stern tone. "I knew that in order to reclaim what you've done, you'd have to dispense with rationality, but you'd have to do it in the level of awareness you are in now."
He explained that I had to understand that rationality is a condition of alignment, merely the result of the position of the assemblage point. He emphasized that I had to understand this when I was in a state of great vulnerability, as I was at that moment. To understand it when my assemblage point had reached the position where there are no doubts was useless, because realizations of that nature are commonplace in that position. It was equally useless to understand it in the state of normal awareness. In that state, such realizations are emotional outbursts that are valid only for as long as the emotion lasts.
I've said that you traveled a great distance that day, he said calmly. And I said that because I know it. I was there, remember?
I was sweating profusely out of nervousness and anxiety.
You traveled because you woke up at a distant dreaming position, he continued. When Genaro pulled you across the plaza right here from this bench, he paved the way for your assemblage point to move from normal awareness all the way to the position where the dreaming body appears. Your dreaming body actually flew over an incredible distance in the blink of an eyelid. Yet that's not the important part. The mystery is in the dreaming position. If it is strong enough to pull you, you can go to the ends of this world or beyond it, just as the old seers did. They disappeared from this world because they woke up at a dreaming position beyond the limits of the known. Your dreaming position that day was in this world, but quite a distance from the city of Oaxaca.
How does a journey like that take place? I asked.
There is no way of knowing how it is done, he said. Strong emotion or unbending intent or great interest serves as a guide. Then the assemblage point gets powerfully fixed at the dreaming position, long enough to drag there all the emanations that are inside the cocoon.
Don Juan said then that he had made me see countless times over the years of our association, either in states of normal awareness or in states of heightened awareness. I had seen countless things that I was now beginning to understand in a more coherent fashion. This coherence was not logical or rational, but it clarified, nonetheless, in whatever strange way, everything I had done, everything that was done to me, and everything I had seen in all those years with him. He said that now I needed to have one last clarification, the coherent but irrational realization that everything in the world we have learned to perceive is inextricably tied to the position where the assemblage point is located. If the assemblage point is displaced from that position, the world will cease to be what it is to us.
Don Juan stated that a displacement of the assemblage point beyond the midline of the cocoon of man makes the entire world we know vanish from our view in one instant, as if it had been erased. For the stability, the substantiality that seems to belong to our perceivable world is just the force of alignment.